وقوله الحق بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وآت ذا القربى حقه وابن السبيل والمسكين وابن السبيل صلوات على محمد وآل محمد. Today we gather here to commemorate Shahadat Day of Bibi Fatima Zahra Salamullah Alayha. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. There are some ayat in the Quran-i-Majid where Allah praised Janab-i Sayyida, and there are some ahadith from Rasul-i-Khuda sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the first part of my lecture, in the first part of my majlis, I am going to talk about hadith from Rasul and still today we have the differences about the riwayat when she was actually martyred or where she was buried. And finally in Urdu majlis, inshallah, Fidak from Quran and Hadith and History. But now in the first part, that Hadith, it is very common and it is accepted by all Muslims. And the authenticity of this Hadith we can prove from Sahih Bukhari. Sahih Bukhari, there is a one special chapter and the title of that chapter is Babu Fadail Nabi wa Ali Nabi. Chapter about praise of Rasul and the holy family of Rasul. And there are three ahadith about Janabi Sayyida Salamullah Alayha in the Sahih Bukhari. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. You can find this hadith in Musnad Ahmad ibn Hanbal, you can find in Durr Mansur Asyuti, you can find in Tariq Abul Fida, you can find in different books and all books which are belong to our Muslim brothers. In Sahih Bukhari there are the three hadiths about Janab Sayyida, started with Fatimatu Bad'atun Minni. Commonly it is translated into Fatima is peace of my heart. If you remember 2 years back when I was addressing the same occasion in Urdu lecture, I mentioned here, remember Fatimatu Bad'atun Minni, it has three words. I passed, but today I would like to explain to our youth and children, they can understand. Rasul is not saying Fatima is peace of my heart. Of course she is. But here Fatima Baz'a'in Minni. Fatima, this is the name of only daughter of our Rasul. Alhamdulillah, your memory is very good. And I'm not going to discuss this year because last year on 20th of Jamadil Thani, this is enough for you to remember. We talk about only one daughter of Rasul Khuda, Janab Sayyida, and there were the references from the different book and all those books from our Sunni brothers. And moreover, the main thing, the important thing was that we prove from the ayat of the Quran which are indicating there was only one daughter, not two or three or more. But now, Fatima, part one, it is the name of Janab Sayyida. Baz'a means peace, part, tukla in Urdu we are saying. Baz'atul, suppose Baz'atul Mazra'a, this is the part of the land. Baz'atum min al-bayt, part from the house. Now Baz'a, it is part. Minni, from me. You can find there are so many ahadith about our first Imam, second Imam, third Imam, Aliyum minni wa ana minhu, Husaynum minni wa ana min al-Husayn, Al-Hasanum minni wa ana minhu. There are. But here when Rasul talk about Janabe Fatima Zahra, so not only he is saying Fatima tu minni. He can say Fatima tu minni. Like Aliyam minni, like Al Hasan minni, like Hussein minni. But look at the speciality of Janabe Sayyida. He is adding one more thing. Fatima tu baz'atum minni. Fatima is part of mine. Baz'a means part. Now this minniya, from me. Not he saying, if he was saying Fatima tu baz'atu qalbi, then we can translate into Fatima is part of my heart. But now we have to understand minniyat means what? Suppose, if you are talking about me, so you can say, he is Maulana. I am a small student of Dari Ahlul Bayt. He is Maulana, he has been in Bombay, he has gone to the Qom, this and that. Suppose you are talking about the doctor. Huh? So if that person, he is doctor, he studied medicine, this and that. So that person, suppose if you talk about, for example, Dr. Hasan Askari. Hasan Askari, that means he is dentist. So we understand from Dr. Hasan Askari, that means the one who is doctor in dentistry. If you talk about, suppose, Dr. Masood, so that means Dr. Masood, who is professor in engineering. So now when Rasul is saying, Fatima to bazatum minni, Fatima is part of mine, so we must understand what is Rasul. The one who is saying Fatima to bazatum minni, who was that one? Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That an orphan who had been in Makkah. Who was he? From where we can understand that person who is saying Fatima to bazatum minni? If head of the state he is saying he is my friend, that means that head of the state is saying, here, the one who is saying Fatima to bazatum minni, we must understand from the Qur'an-e-Majid, and Qur'an-e-Majid is saying, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Please recite for a while. Fatima is part of mine. And Qur'an is saying, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ. Ayah number 144, Surah Ali Imran, Sipara number 4, and Surah number 3. Remember, sometime I am giving you very good suggestion to remember the ayat and the verses. References, these are very important. But what we can do, we are forgetting these references. But there are some method to remember. Ayah number 144, 144, total is 9. And inshallah you will not forget. Sipara number 4, Surah number 3, Surah Ali Imran. Quran is saying Muhammad is nothing except the messenger of Allah. Except the prophet of Allah. So that means indicating that Fatima to bazatum minni. If Rasul is messenger of Allah, so Fatima is part of him. Part of him. If you want to understand the Islam, if you want to understand the Quran, if you want to understand the Sharia, you can understand from these two sources. Either from Rasul or Janabi Sayyida. Then it continued to the progeny of Janabe Fatima Zahra, Salamullah Alayha, as Rasul he described in his hadith, Inni Tarikun Fikum Ustaqlain, Kitab Allah wa Itrati Ahla Bayti. Salamat Pariyega Bawaze Bulan. And inshallah, this subject, inshallah, we will continue later, but now, today also, yesterday, day before yesterday, since last 3 weeks, there is a question about the one about whom Rasul is saying, Fatima is part of mine. What date is? Of course, we will discuss the date, but before that, those three hadiths in the beginning, I started reciting. From Sahih Bukhari, we give a reference. Fatima ta bazatum minni man aadaha faqad aadani. One way is like this. Whoever heard the Fatima, he hurt me. Another, very short. I'm summarizing this hadith. Another hadith. Man abghadaha faqad abghadani. Whoever is making her unhappy, he is making me unhappy. وأغضبها أغضبني. Whoever made her angry, he is making me angry. He makes me angry. غضب أذيت. And now another hadith. This is also Sahih Bukhari. Rasul is saying, إن الله يرضى لرضاك يا فاطمة. Oh Fatima, Allah is pleased if you are pleased with someone. If you are not pleased with someone, Allah is not pleased with him. So these three different type of the ahadith, different riwayat, these are showing that not only one event, there were the few different events when Rasulullah Khuda sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he talks about Bibi Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha. Salawat padega baba de bulan. आपको मेरी तवज्जो से सबक लेना चाहिए कि मैं उसी तरह से अपनी तकरीर कर रहा हूं तो आपको सुनने में इतनी कबाहत नहीं होनी चाहिए. सलवात पढ़ेगा बा आवाज़े बुलंद. क्योंकि हर खड़ी रहने वाली चीज बैठ जाती है. हिलेरी क्लिंटन भी कल बैठ गई है. सलवात पढ़ेगा बा आवाज़े बुलंद. इससे बेहतर और बुलंदतर सलवात पढ़िएगा बा आवाज़े बुलंद. So, these three ahadiths are showing that there were the three different occasion or the more where Rasul, he talks about Janab-e Sayyida as a part of him. Now, aziyat. If someone is making her unhappy, Rasul is not happy with him. So, the condition is that if someone is trying to make Rasul happy, he must try to happy Janab-e Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha. Number two, غضب. If she is angry with someone, we are not going to point out any character from the history, but from the hadith we can understand. You can find any time these characters. If Janab-e Sayyida, she is happy, Rasul is happy. If Janab-e Sayyida is not happy, Rasul is not happy with him. إِنَّ اللَّهِ يَرْضَى لِرْضَاكُ. Rida of Allah. Allah is pleased with someone. Our majlis, our namaz, our dua, our Quran, our charity, our help of needy people, whatever we are doing for one thing, that was the pleasure of Allah. Do a lot of charity, but if Fatima is not happy, Allah is not happy with you. Inna Allah yarza li ridaki ya Fatima. Now, Quran Majeed. How many times we are reciting Surah Al-Ham? 10 times. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Oh Allah, keep me on right path. What is right path? Right path of Rasul and Ahlul Bayt. أنعمت عليهم. The people who have been favored by you, best owed of you. غير المغضوب عليهم. There are two people. Oh Allah, do not keep me on the path of the people, مغضوب, with whom you are unhappy. غضب. غضب means what? With whom you are angry. And now Rasul is saying, إن الله يرضى لرضاك فاطمة. Oh Fatima, Allah is happy with you and the one who is making you happy. Now Rasul is saying, يغضب. Allah is angry with the person. If Fatima is angry with him, غير المغضوب عليهم. If you want to save you yourself and protect yourself from the غضب of Allah, make Janab-e Sayyida happy. وَلَا الظَّالِينَ غُمْرَاهُ. Gone into this way. So these are the two things we understand from this hadith and ayah. Now, the matter of date. Remember, there are the three different riwayah. 13th of Jamadil Awwal, 14th of the Jamadil Awwal, and 3rd of Jamadil Thani. Year is same, month are different, date are different. But in this case, what is my humble request to you? Of course, in large scale, on 3rd of Jamadil Thani, we are commemorating and we are remembering Janab-e Sayyida. But we can continue this whole session for 3 weeks from 13th of Jamadil Awwal till 3rd Jamadil Sani, and we can remember Janabe Sayyida and her contribution. Alhamdulillah, we had the majlis 11th of the Jamadil Awwal Sunday morning, 15th of Jamadil Awwal here. Some other dates we remember, but remember we can continue this majalis, but the dates there are the difference. So this is not the matter of the confusion, because it is the history, and we know that. We receive the history from the different hand, there are the different riwaya. And the logic behind what I can understand, maybe Allah wants this, so people they can remember Janabe Sayyida more and more. Allah given us tawfiq to remember Janabe Sayyida for the different event and for the different dates. Because Ba'zatul Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, part of the Rasul of Khuda sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salawat pane ba awaz buland. Now the matter of the burial, where she was buried. Especially when we are going for the ziyarat, for the umrah, for the hajj. I'm confused. Maulana, people they are saying, Baqi. People they are saying, Riyadul Jannah. People they are saying she was buried in her house. People they are saying she was buried in the house of Hazrat Aqil, who was brother of Imam Ali. Now there are the different riwayat. Sheikh Tusi. And Allama Ibrahim Amini. According to them, Janabe Sayyida Salamul Alayha, she was buried in Riyazul Jannah. Baina qabri wa mimbari rawdatun min Riyazul Jannah. Between my qabr, my grave and my mimbar, there is a garden of the Jannah. That hadith is indicating. We can understand from this hadith, because see, that hadith is the biggest proof of the qabr of Janabe Sayyida. House of Fatima is Jannat. Because Rasul is not saying my member is Jannat, or the part of the Jannat, or garden of the Jannah. From where he delivered the sermon, where he recited ahadith, where he recited verses of the Qur'an-i-Majid, where he taught the Islam and fiqh and ahkam and tafsir, but he is not saying member is garden of the Jannah. He was in the position to say, of course it is. He can say, my qabr is rawzatun min riyad al-jannah. But Rasul is saying, between these two things, go and find. Sheikh Tusi is saying, this hadith is showing that Janabe Sayyida, she was buried there. And now the proof, Ibrahim Amini, how he wrote. He is saying, see, when Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, he came here for the ziyarat of Rasul Khuda sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. He recited ziyarat of Rasul Khuda, and thereafter he recited ziyarat of Janabe Sayyida at exact place of Riyadul Jannah. He recited ziyarat of Janabe Sayyida in Riyadul Jannah. Ibrahim Amini, he wrote. So Rasul Khuda, he recited ziyarat of Janabe Sayyida. Mawlai Kainat, he recited ziyarat of Janabe Sayyida and offered 2 rakat namaz there. We understand why we are offering 2 rakat namaz after the ziyarat. It was the sunnat of Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi wa salatu wa salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Still conclusion was not given to you. According to Sayyid Murtaza, you know that Sayyid Murtaza, he was elder brother of Sayyid Radi. He was mujtahid. And if you remember just few weeks back when I was talking about the history of fiqh and ijtihad, I mentioned that Sayyid Murtaza, he is authority in usulul fiqh. That's Sayyid Murtaza. According to him, Janabe Sayyida, she was buried in Jannatul Baqi. But most of our scholars, they denied, and they are saying the place which the people they are saying as a grave and qabr of Janabe Sayyida, it was the grave of mother of Imam Ali, Janabe Fatima bint Asad. But here one more thing. According to Sheikh Mufid, remember, these are the history written by our recognized scholar. Sheikh Mufid, he narrated, he stated that Imam Ali, he made 40 graves in the Jannatul Baqi, not only one. to save the dignity of this great lady. There were the 40 graves made by our first Imam in Jannatul Baqi. But these were not grave. Now, according to some other scholar like Sheikh Kulaini, she was buried in her house. And according to Sibte Jauzi, he is Sunni scholar, well-known scholar, and if you remember, I talk about him in different event. Sibte Jauzi, he narrated, he wrote, Janabe Sayyida, she was buried in the house of Aqil. Now the final, the conclusion, either the Baqi, either there are the 40 graves, but only one, still people they remember. Or the house of Bibi Fatima, but now the masjid of Rasulullah, it was expanded, now it became the part of the masjid, you cannot find exact place. Or the Riyadhul Jannah, or the house of Hazrat Aqil. But if four or five places which you can find, and according to history and the scholar, they are saying, this place was that, so what you can do when you are going for the ziyarah, at all places you go and do the ziyarah and offer the namaz. This is the conclusion of the majlis. As I concluded about the majlis and the remembrance of Janabe Sayyida, you can remember her on 13th, 14th and the 3rd of Jamaat Thani. There is no difference. We must remember as much possible. If we can spend 3 weeks for the remembrance of Janabe Sayyida, it is less. Because we are remembering her son Imam Hussain Islam for 2 months and 8 days.